Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 703. If you'd like to have a copy of it, sure, I'll tell you how at the end of the program. Please let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. We have both and we'll send you them. They're free, including the postage and handling. The reason we send them out free is because the Lord came down into an office years ago and He shut my ears off and talked right through my whole body. He did that for me free of charge. And that's when I was in the middle of just really loving to do promotions for people and put them in the spotlight all over the world. And like Prince and Sonny and Cher that I did the promotion for. And Best of the Beatles. And other people like the singer Ruth Vaughn. And I wasn't so much a record promoter, but I was a person that would find unknowns and bring them to the top, into motion pictures, into record sessions, and also the whole Democratic Party wanted me to do their promotion, the entire Democratic Party. I didn't even know what that was all about then, but the Lord pierced through all that cloud of evil that I was involved in and gave me salvation free. And because it was freely given to me, I would never dare charge for anything that I have in the gospel field. It's yours, and it's yours free of charge. I've got the music and letters and a powerful message from the Lord today, but right now let's pray. Father God, anoint this service, this program, make it for the saving of souls. Build a wall of fire around and about me. Use me as a dispensing machine for your word. Lord God, that people can be saved, will receive freely salvation, and will no longer be out on the streets. Lord, the people in the world are being punished now because they have turned their back on you and they refuse to come unto you. And therefore, you've allowed Satan to foreclose, to cause things to not go well with them. They haven't got good health anymore and they've lost their houses. And they're losing their houses more and more every day. And things look very grim to people that don't have the Lord. So I ask, Lord, that you put it in their heart to have enough sense to come to you and receive salvation so that their sickness can go away and that they have a place to live without any worry, to be free. Father God, I ask it in the name of Jesus, and I pray also that you block Satan, rebuke him, don't let him have one fraction of an inch against us, and Lord, give us open doors everywhere, close every door to Satan. I ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Well, I lived in Nashville, Tennessee, for quite a few years, and Patsy Cline has always been said to be the best country western singer, a female singer. And here she is with the Jordanaires to sing for you, Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
Thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong.
Walk with thee.
Just a closer walk.
when my feeble life is over. Time for me will be no more. God, walk with thee,
just a closer walk, just a closer walk.
Planet Jesus is my plea.
Just a closer walk,
daily walking,
just a walk,
close to thee. Let it be.
Yes, a closer walk with the Lord Jesus Christ is what we want. We're now in the, let's see, this is the 12th chapter of Hebrews. And we're in verse 14, and it says, follow peace with all men. Does anybody know what that means? All men? Follow peace with them? Nobody seems to know. But what it really means is the Bible says that Melchizedek is the king of peace. Amen?
Amen.
And so what it's really saying here is follow Jesus. While you're meeting all men and you're being around all men, just keep the commandments and stay in the Holy Spirit. So that you, and in that way, you'll be following peace, following Jesus, the King of Peace, the King of Salem, the King of Shalom, Shalom. Follow the King of Peace with all men. In other words, do everything in your power, in God's power, to save souls, every man and every woman. And holiness. Because he's also the king of holiness. Amen? Without which no man shall see the Lord. So if you don't keep the commandments and you're not holy with all men and holiness, which is New Testament tells us that holiness. He's the King of Holiness. Jesus is. So, also tells us that we must be holy. In other words, Christ must have our entire life. We have to surrender our entire lives over to Him because He surrendered His entire life over to us and purchased us with His blood that He shed on the cross at Calvary. And therefore, we don't have any excuse to not follow the King of Peace and the King of Holiness before all men, with all men. And if you don't, no man, you will not see the Lord. Except on Judgment Day, and then that will not be a very nice meeting for you. Okay, verse 15. Looking diligently. I mean, looking for something is one thing, but diligently, lest any man fail of the power of God, the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Well, if you don't do what the Lord says, if you don't follow the Prince of Peace, the King of Peace, and holiness, then you're not going to be blessed. And when you're not blessed, there's a strong, the Bible tells us, the Word of God tells us that There will be a root of bitterness grow up in you and trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Because I've heard of a lot of people that get discouraged because things don't go their way. And they don't go their way because they're not following Jesus, the King of Peace, the King of Salem, our mediator after the order of Melchizedek, our high priest after the order of Melchizedek, one that never ends, that priesthood. And so you go out and get loaded on drugs. Well, we don't like what's going on in that church, they say. And, you know, Tony isn't the way we want him to be. Well, no, I'm the way that the Lord wants me to be. And that's what you should have been too. But really, what you did is let a root of bitterness grow up in you. And so you thought that you would just go with gay abandon and leave the Lord because you got bitter because you thought maybe I was doing something wrong. And it's only because of the fact that you don't understand the Bible. And when you see somebody keeping the Bible, you say they're too strict or that they're too legalistic. Well, like I've said many times, I'd rather be legalistic than unlegal. So everybody today thinks that it's good to be unlegal, to give your life unto the things of this world, which the Bible says is all lust. And there's nobody that's going to be able to see God when you have this problem of lust and that you have this bitterness springing up and it troubles you, and thereby many be defiled. So you're troubled about something or somebody in the church that you don't like and say, I can't stand it in that church. There's this guy there or this woman in that church and they just... they keep telling me things, and a lot of times they're saying stuff that isn't true. Well, it's like the Bible, the song says, if there's trouble anywhere, if there is, take it to the Lord in prayer. Don't get yourself in trouble. Don't let a root of bitterness spring up or grow up in you to trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. You're sending your soul to hell because of your bad temper. Now, we pastors, I mean, that's for sure I do. I have to put up with a lot of stuff, and I have to just write it off immediately because I don't want a root of bitterness. I don't want anything to trouble me because I know I've got salvation. I know I've got the kingdom of heaven because it's impossible for God to lie. It's impossible for him to lie. Impossible! And therefore, there's nothing that's going to trouble me. There's no root of bitterness that's going to trouble me, and thereby many be defiled. I'm not going to be defiled because I love my own soul too much. And so therefore, I'm going to keep myself undefiled, not defiled. Verse 16, lest there be any fornicator. See, you get, things get rough and everything, and you want to have some pleasure, someone new, searching in the night for a new love to brighten up the night. I have you, love. And we can face the music together. Just dancing in darkness. No, you will not be able to face the music. Dancing in the dark. This song was written by a homosexual. That's the way they figured. So lest there be any fornicator. It's going on. This is thereby... many be defiled. So, verse 16, lest there be any fornicator or profane person, such as somebody that commits adultery on you. As Esau, he was bitter because he was hungry. And some people cry when they're hungry instead of praying to the Lord and instead of remembering what this life is all about. This life is all about serving the Lord. The whole duty of man is to, this is what the life is about, is to fear God and keep His commandments. And He'll even send ravens with food to feed you if you love Him, and you will not give up your birthright for some food. I fasted, I believe, very close to 40 days before without food and water, and so therefore I know it can be done. I'm not telling anybody to do that because some people say you can't live that long without water. There are people in the Bible that have done it, and you really have to be of the Lord to know that God has really put you on that fast. And you know when the Lord is telling you to do something, you know it. Otherwise, I would have never gone that long without food and water. Lest there be any fornicator or adulterer or profane person like that, as Esau, who for one morsel of food or meat or lentils sold his birthright, sold his ability to go to heaven. Because your birthright is your right to be born again. Birth, to have the new birth. The right to have, and we all have that right to be born, to have the birthright. But some people like to smoke pot better than to be free of guilt at the end of their lives and be standing before the judgment bar of God and God to say, depart from me, you wicked, into everlasting flames. He sold his ability to be born again, his birthright, just for a bolus of lentils, to be scripturally correct. Verse 17, for you know how that afterward, when it was time for him to receive the birthright, he'd already sold it to Jacob, whose name was given to be Israel. Because God blessed him because he sought after to be born again. For ye know how that afterward, when Esau, he would have inherited the blessing to be born again. You don't call that a blessing where you live in the paradise forevermore? He was rejected. God rejected him. Well, if you're a reject of God, that means you're a reprobate. Reprobate means a reject of God. He rejects you. For he found no place, Esau found no place of repentance, though he sought for it carefully with tears. Oh, God, let me be born again. No. Don't even call on me. You despise being born again of the Spirit, having faith in me, having faith in that there's a good reason to be in the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Doesn't mean anything to you here on earth because you're fornicators, you're adulterers, you're lesbians, you're homosexuals. Nothing about God means anything to you. You'd rather have something here on earth for just a temporary time. Remember the Bible, God's Word, says that we are here just like vapors. We're here for a while, people see us, and we're gone. That's how fast life is. Some grass that when the sun comes up, it burns it and it's gone. A shadow that appears and then the sun goes down, boy. The sun's going down. And then it's all over. So he knew that. He came to the point in life where he'd sought his birthright to be born again. Carefully he tried. He thought of everything in his cunning mind. He was a cunning hunter. Every time he'd go out in the woods to get some meat, he'd get it. But he was seeking his birthright with tears. Verse 18, for ye are not, and he couldn't find it, for ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched. No, you can't touch the holy nation of God. You have to get into the body of Christ. How you, the mountains in the Bible, a mountain is, mountains are many times represented or figures or types of nations. And God has built a nation without man's hands whatsoever. He did it himself. He gave us the Word, and that was himself, and he is the Word. So he says that we are, those of us that are born again of the Spirit, we have our birth that have not come unto, we have not come unto the mount that might be touched. We humans can't get there unless we're in the Lord, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness. We haven't come to blackness and darkness and a storm, but we've come unto the mount through the Holy Spirit, through Jesus. We can come to that nation and be on top of everything with the Lord, because the Lord is the kingdom of heaven. And if we're in him here in this world, then we'll be with him forevermore in the kingdom of heaven. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor has it entered the hearts of men how beautiful the kingdom of heaven is, the place that God has went away to prepare for us. He didn't go away to prepare temples for us. We are the temple of God, and he is our temple. He went away to prepare the entire kingdom of heaven for us. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 19, and the sound of a trumpet. We're not coming to anything like that. And the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them any more. Verse 20, for they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. Well, you wouldn't even know what this is talking about unless you read the Old Testament. The people of Israel were very defiant, and so God called them for a town meeting. A town meeting. He said, told Moses to gather them all around to cleanse themselves very well, and get forgiveness and all that for all their sins back then. But that isn't happening today. Once we are forgiven for our sins, and then we have to remain holy. And he says, I'm going to talk to the entire nation of Israel tomorrow. And so he put a rope up there, and if anyone crosses that line, even a beast on the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And God is just big enough to do that. And then 21, and so terrible was the sight, because the sight was terrible, because there was smoke and fire and the sound of trumpet the earthquake. All these things were going around and about the Jews and the Israelites that were delivered from the devil in Egypt. It was a terrible sight. so terrible was the sight, to see it, that even Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. He's not saying I reverenced to the point that I quaked. He said, I feared, I exceedingly feared and quake. Verse 22. But ye are come unto Mount Sion. The Lord told me to name my boy Sion, S-I-O-N, and I did. And unto the city of the living God. The city of the living God. Mount Sion. That's the nation of Sion. And unto the city of the living God. This is the new Jerusalem. The heavenly Jerusalem. It's the new Jerusalem. This is the heaven where we all will live, those of us that value the birthright to be born again and to keep ourselves born again to the end. For only those that keep the commandments to the end shall be saved. And to an innumerable company of angels, you can't even number them all. They're innumerable. Company of angels. Verse 23. To the general assembly and church of the firstborn. And now, this is the firstborn because they were first, the first ones that were born into the kingdom, which are, they were born again, which are written in heaven. And to God, the judge of all, meaning every human being. Whether you want to be judged by him or not, you're going to be. And to the spirits of just men, made perfect. Well, there's Charles Stanley again. He says, no man can be made perfect. Nobody's perfect. My God. Why are these people preaching such heresy and people just listen to them like it's important? The Bible says if anyone preaches any other gospel than which we, the apostles, have written or that Jesus has preached or we have preached, he said, Chuck, Stanley, Chucky, you're accursed. You're cursed. Because you're teaching the people of this world the exact opposite of the scriptures. It says, to spirits of just men made perfect. You're saying, nobody's perfect. Who could be perfect? That's because you're not, you must not be walking in the spirit. Otherwise, the Bible says you would be perfect. There's no condemnation to those that are perfect. There's no condemnation to those that walk not after the flesh, but after the Holy Spirit. So if you're, there's no condemnation on your soul, well then you're perfect. And to Jesus, the mediator, not Mary, but Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, the new promise. So if we're in Jesus, he says, Father, this man is in me. This woman is in me. They're born of the Spirit. They have the birthright. And so they may have made a mistake, but it was in ignorance. And so therefore, cleanse them. So we can be forgiven of sins of ignorance. We didn't know, you know, what the condemnation was on. We didn't. But after we know, and because I'm teaching you, and unto Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, the new promise. So he's the one that mediates us up to the throne. There's one mediator to the throne of God, and that's the man Christ Jesus. And he's called a man because he came, he was God that came into the world as a man. And I can't say it enough because there's so many people that say it the wrong way. They say that he wasn't God, but the Bible says he was God and man, right? He got the first God-man. And to Jesus, the mediator, not Mary, of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Verse 25. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. He better not refuse the Lord. There's the song, how could you refuse him now? How could you refuse him now? Okay? After all that he's done for you and for me and everybody, see that you refuse him not that speaketh, for if they escape not, for if the people back in the days of Moses escaped not who refused him that speaketh on earth, like Moses, if they refuse Moses, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Heaven! Now these words are his, and he's speaking to you from heaven through these words. The Lord said he'd pour out his spirit. His word is spirit and life. And he said he'd pour out his spirit and life upon all flesh in the last days. And so he's doing that through his messengers such as myself. We're pouring out God's word, which is spirit and life, to you. And you're refusing? Don't do that for your own good. Because the Lord loved you enough to die for you, and don't turn him away like Esau. Or you're going to, at the last moment when you know that you're going to hell, you're going into a fiery place that's the worst. There's no words that can explain it. And you're going there and you're going to try to seek it carefully. You're going to try to get a hold of God to con him. Oh, Father, you know, I didn't know what I was doing back then. Oh, well, you're still alive. Now you can accept him. Now that you know the truth, so accept him today. Right now, as soon as we get finished here. Verse 26. Whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. So I'm not going to only shake the earth again. I'm going to shake the earth and heaven. I'm going to find out who could be shaken away and the ones that will stick and stay and make it pay. Verse 27. And this word, yet once more, signifies the removing of those things that are shaken, like the people that fall away. There's a great falling away, and they've been shaken away from salvation. They were saved, but they're not always saved. If they can be shaken away by temptation, by some kind of lust out in the world, or lust in their flesh because they've never allowed the Lord to take their flesh over, they've never surrendered completely to him. So, removing those things, and that's what you are if you are shaken away from the Lord, that are shaken as of things that are made, that these things which cannot be shaken may remain. Those of us that cannot be shaken away from the Lord will not apologize to Satan like Reverend Hagee, quote, Reverend. He got shaken away because he wanted to be a spokesman or a backer of one of these reprobates that are running for office for the stinking president of the United States of America, and people are glued to their sets. And it's been proven over and over again that this Obama is a Muslim, and that in Florida now they have the government is making these Muslims be the ones that's supposed to be guarding the black people in Miami. Oh, isn't that something to have a bunch of terrorists guard you? I tell you, just like the Bible says, that people have gone mad in these last days. Verse 28, for wherefore? So we're not shaken. I've been put in prison. I've been stoned. I've been fasting for years, half the time. I've been bringing the gospel fearlessly, no matter what anybody says. I just stand and I pray to the Lord when they threaten me, and the Lord makes them go away. It's too bad you don't have that kind of faith. Because if you did, this whole God right now is pouring out his wrath on this earth. And whenever I pray for a city to not be hit, the Lord goes around the city. He said the storm was heading right for Fort Smith, Arkansas. And the people there in my church called and asked me to pray the storm away, because Enoch can do that. The two witnesses are able to pray to the Lord and make the storm go away, or we can pray to him and the earth will be plagued with more plagues. And the people that are plaguing this earth with their stinking little bit that they do, like they blew down a building. They attacked Pearl Harbor, this Catholic weasels, and themselves destroyed the Reichstag building, whatever they call it in Germany, which gives everybody a reason to start a war. Well, they do that on purpose. That's what they do. They blew down the federal building in over in Oklahoma City, and that didn't get everybody that wanted to go to war. They went and killed all those people at Waco, and still, this bunch of deadheads that are loaded out of their skulls on drugs because they refused the promise of God. That isn't enough. But they blew down the World Trade Center. Now that's something. We'll go to war against that. We'll go and give our lives for that on a false premise that these people have weapons of mass destruction. And they didn't. They were still over there letting our young men of this nation be killed. Men and women. Murdered, really. Verse 28, wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved. Well, the ones that are going into a kingdom that cannot be moved, they cannot be moved on this earth. You think that God's going to put wishy-washy Casper Milquetoast into the kingdom that can't be moved? You're crazy if you think so. Because the Bible says it's impossible. Wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have power whereby we may serve God acceptably to him with reverence and godly fear. Well, if reverence is the same as fear, then why does it say with fear and for godly fear? It doesn't say it. It says reverence, in other words, revere what the Lord says, because, and godly fear. It's different. So all that's why I don't like these new government Bibles, because they say where they end, different ministers always say, Reverence. No, any time that his flesh quakes, that isn't reverence, that is fear. Verse 29, for our God is a consuming fire. He isn't just a God of love. He's a God of love that he keeps his commandments. That's what love is. But really, to bad people, people that don't receive him. He is a consuming fire. He'll burn your jive frame up and send it to hell and the lake of fire. This is the word of God. This is chapter 13. Let brotherly love continue. In other words, let's keep the commandments before our brothers and sisters. Verse 2, be not forgetful. Don't forget to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Well, if you're filled with the Spirit of God, you can entertain strangers. Some people say, well, what if they're terrorists? If you're filled with the Spirit, then witness to them. Entertain them. Be a good host and witness the Holy Spirit, witness Christ unto them so that they can be saved. Amen?
Yeah.
So don't worry about strangers. If you have the Spirit of God in you, you will know whether these people are dangerous or if you are filled with the Spirit enough to overpower their danger. Because I don't fear anyone. That if the Lord tells me witness to him, invite them in, well, then I do. Because he wouldn't tell me to do something that would cause me to be murdered or something. So you might be entertaining angels unaware. You might be entertaining future people that might be saved if there's enough of God's word in you to where you're skillful with the double-edged sword, the word of God. Verse 3, remember them that are in bonds. Don't forget people that are in prison. I don't. I have a mailing list, a large mailing list of people that we send literature to in prison, and also they say that the other ministries keep sending these envelopes for them to send money to the ministries. But what we do is we send them money. We send them money because a lot of them don't have any money. They don't have any phone money to call home. They don't have any money to buy their the things that they need to for grooming. Remember them that are in bonds, in prisons, in jails, as bound with them. Remember them. Think of yourself being in there. I was in there, and I've been in jail many times for the gospel. They'd arrest me on the street. They said, this is not legal to preach the gospel. I still went out there, and I went to prison. On false charges, they railroaded me into prison. And I'm not the only one. There are many people that are in prison on false charges because of some evil prosecuting attorney and judges. And them which suffer adversity. Why, there was only just very few people when we were suffering adversity. There's never been a lot of people come to our defense. And so that's why I see the people in Texas suffering adversity, and so I remember them and I fight for them as being yourselves. I know what it's like to have adversity and no one help you. There was a place out in some other place in the north somewhere that we went out there to help him, and the pastor refused our help. And so we just went back. If you refuse help, well, then I'm not going to help you. But if you want my help, I know how to fight Satan. As being yourselves also in the body. If they're in the body, suffer adversity. It says, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. You're in the body of Christ, and they're suffering adversity for because of the fact that you're in the body of Christ, and therefore you're supposed to help them resist Satan, because if you do, then Satan will flee from them. We have to train some of these churches that don't know how to skillfully fight spiritual warfare against Satan to make him flee. But I come in your defense, in the name of the Lord, in God's name, in Jesus' name. Verse 4, marriage is honorable in all the Christians, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Okay, now we have some letters. And where's the first one from?
From Van Nuys, California.
Okay, let me hear it.
Pastor Alamo, after listening to tape number 609 this morning on AM 830 about John Hagee and his false doctrine regarding polygamy, I opened...
Yeah, he says that polygamy is of the devil, and yet Moses and Gideon and Samuel come from a polygamous family. And Jacob, whose name is Israel, is a polygamist. And he says, that's of the devil, this incredible statement. And also many other incredible statements. Go ahead, keep going.
I opened the LA Times and read where Hagee apologized to the Catholic League for calling them a cult and the great whore. He also quoted Jeremiah chapter 16, verses 15 through 16, regarding God sending hunters to the children of Israel. He said Hitler was a hunter. Could you please explain this scripture on your radio program?
Oh, sure. Many times the Lord has turned the people of Israel. He killed them on the desert. None of them except two. Just two of the original people that were rescued from Pharaoh's Egypt lived. He just killed them all. And he also opened up the earth and swallowed a bunch of those Jews into hell. And he sent them into, he had them bitten with snakes also when they were not paying any attention to him. And he, many times God has done things to the Jews, sent them into exile, into Nebuchadnezzar's camp, the whole nation, and because they wouldn't honor the Sabbath. And it just goes on and on in the Bible, and of course, this is just one of the many times, but the scripture also talks about sending fishers. And the Lord said for us to be fishers of men. In other words, he said that to the fishermen, that he said, come and follow me, Peter and the rest of them. So, yes, and he's doing the same thing to you Gentiles out there today. He's slaughtering you. So hunters, would be people that are of the Lord that go out and say, Lord, your people are doing these things. Punish them. You'd say that you punish those that you love. And so, Lord, do something before they go to hell. And that's what I say. Do something to the people of the United States of America and throughout the world, Father, because you created them, and they're going to go to hell if you don't warn them or if you don't show that a bunch of them are going to be destroyed. So destroy them. But this has nothing to do with just Hitler. I mean, God took care of the Jews and also Gentiles. He sent the Jewish people into the Promised Land to kill the people there, the blacks. That was the Promised Land, was all part of Africa, the Canaan land. And so they were into every kind of thing, murdering their children, and fornication, homosexuality, lesbianism, adultery, and all these other things. And they still, in many of the places in Africa, do the same thing, and God is punishing them. They got AIDS and all kinds of things, diseases people have today. So, Reverend Hagee needs more insight into the Word of God. So then what else does he say?
I listen to your program every day. I'm enclosing the LA Times article. Hagee should keep his fat mouth shut.
I agree. Then what?
He already is in big trouble with God, as you said, and now he says this about Hitler. I thank God for the stand you are making, and I know that you will never apologize to the great whore.
Never. Okay, what else?
But will keep exposing them more and more until the Lord comes back. Like you said, they awoke a sleeping giant in this war of words. I just wish there were more Christians that would speak out and put their life on the line like you do every day. Praise the Lord, and I know you will keep on keeping on, as you said. D.W. from Van Nuys, California.
Well, I'm not sacrificing my life without some consolation. I know that the Lord says, I'm going to protect you. Don't worry about it. So being is that God said that, I don't worry a bit. All the other people that don't have God, that say they're preachers and teachers, they're so careful to not offend Satan, but in the process they're offending God. And I tell you people, I know a lot of you pastors listen to me, don't be afraid to offend the people with the truth. But be very careful to not offend the Lord for your own good. Okay, do we have another letter?
Yes, from Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay, what do they say?
Dear Tony, I just wanted to send you a few lines and thank you for sending everything I asked you for. You must have good people working with you because they didn't miss a thing.
I do have very good people that are born again in the Spirit that are afraid of the Lord. And then what?
I received the Bible, concordance, newsletters, the Messiah, the magnifying page, and card so I can see better. Big help, I might add. I read the newsletters and am starting the Messiah. I see the problems you had with the law enforcement agencies. I know all too well what goes on. It's a very real problem in our society today. Nobody is immune if they decide to go after you. My mental health and physical health are good, and I'm working on my spiritual self now. I appreciate you taking time for me and helping me on my way. I also hope this letter finds you in good health and spirits with things going your way. Take care of yourself and God bless. Signed, Colby Christensen. P.S. I think what you are doing is very good. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, brother. All right, now it's time. Our time is up. We're probably a minute over. And so we have to pray now. Those of you that don't want to be left behind, I want to encourage you to say this prayer. And the Lord will bless you. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that God, that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Holy Father, Holy Spirit. Wash away all the former filthy sins that I've committed in my life. And Lord, I know you will not turn me away, but that you will save my soul, that because your word says so, and it's impossible for you to lie. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I praise and thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. I just praise and thank the Lord. And Sharon, tell our listening audience how they can receive a copy of this program, number 703.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505. Or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370. Or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo, World Pastor. And make sure to tune in tomorrow for another powerful message of the Lord, the straightening out of the Word of God from God Himself. And here's the Spears family to sing for you, I Never Shall Forget the Day.
Yeah. me free. And I never shall forget the day. To me. Oh, sinner, come.
Oh, sinner, come.
To Jesus now.
To Jesus now.
At his dear feet.
At his dear feet.
Just come before.
Confess to him.
Your every sin.
Your every sin.
He'll save and cleanse you, give you peace and joy within.
Everything to me.